right, channel 2 right, and I'm setting it up for Miss Daisy for Tuesday morning, 26th of January, 1971. This is channel 2 right. This is channel 2 right on Miss Daisy's tape, and I'm setting it up for Miss Daisy for Tuesday morning, 26th of January, 1971. Now, this is Miss Daisy's tape, and I'm channel 2 right, and I'm setting it up for Miss Daisy Tuesday morning, the 26th of January, 1971. Channel 2 right. Channel 2 right, and I'm setting it up for Miss Daisy, Tuesday morning, 26th of January, 1971. Tuesday morning, the 26th of January, 1971, channel 2 right, and I'm setting it up for Miss Daisy on Tuesday morning, the 26th of January, 1971.
Now, this clock got 5 minutes after nine.
Now, that's 5 minutes after nine.
Sometimes. Huh? Well,
last month. Sometimes.
Miss Myra, that was the best soup.
Oh, you like it?
Years of meat.
Yeah,
that's
I like it too.
Well, good morning.
Good morning.
Nice day.
It is a nice day.
You know,
is it going to rain?
You don't have your overcoat this morning. I don't believe it is.
No, I was late getting ready. So I come out without a jacket.
I haven't had on now. Yeah.
I'd
have to ask Miss Bessie. She generally has a pretty good idea.
Well, I haven't seen her today. Miss Bessie don't get around much more. I don't think she got up till about 10 o'clock after yesterday morning. Well, she did get up and drink her coffee about 7 o'clock or something like that. Turned the chickens out and she went and laid back down. I thought that was good for her. The rest. I said, you ain't got nothing to do but rest.
Well, now, we hated to leave you all there on that porch yesterday morning and go off and to that old office.
I stayed there with a long time.
Yeah.
That has a lot of good pulp in it, Miss Daisy. It's, I didn't strain it because I think the pulp is about as good as the juice.
Mm-hmm.
Your clock, what do you have? What kind of clock do you use?
I have an electric clock.
Oh. Well, when the electricity goes off, we're in trouble.
That's the truth.
You know, I think that's what happened to us.
Maybe.
It went off the other day. And we forgot to set it up.
Yeah.
Now what, Miss Daisy's got? What was your clock?
I was 20 minutes till nine when we left my house.
Uh-huh.
And you was 10 minutes after nine when you was coming up the road, and it was just 5 minutes after nine.
So everybody's. Now those clocks, now in Georgia, those clocks, you said, or you didn't have any electric clock.
Mm-mm. It had clocks.
Yeah. I'd love to have one now. You got one?
No, sir. I wished I had one.
I kept thinking Uncle Charlie James ought to have one or two around his house.
Wonder what did become of all his old stuff.
I don't know. I never got down there.
Now, you had one at your home.
At Clark?
Up in Georgia?
And my daddy had a watch.
Oh.
But we didn't have a clock.
Uh-huh. But the kind that they had, people had, were...
They, all of them wasn't great big ones. Some of them, they were little. Mr. Meyer, you seen them old-fashioned clocks, ain't you?
Yes, ma'am. Set on the mantel?
Hmm?
They're set on the mantel?
Set on the mantel, and some had a weight. That's it. Now, they got one over to the house. One of them old-fashioned clocks. You see, they go North Carolina, and they go to the antique place. They buy lots of stuff from them.
Oh.
Lots of stuff. Tables and clocks. Put something in.
Who does that? Who buys that?
Mr. Leroy and his wife.
Oh, yes.
And mostly her.
Yes.
That's me in particular. So far as he concerned, he got enough stuff.
But there were people that you knew when you were young that had the clock.
Clocks, yes, ma'am.
And they struck.
Oh, yeah.
You hear them strike, ain't you?
Oh, yes.
I like to hear that sound.
I do too.
Now, these electric clocks, you just look at them.
Yes.
If you ain't right there and looking, you don't know what time it is.
No.
But these clocks won't strike. I could be back there and hear the clock strike, or I won't come and see what time it is.
Yeah. Oh, I haven't heard a clock strike in I don't know how long.
Me neither. Well, when I was going to the house, they got two up there that strike.
Well, I declare. Well, you kind of used to them then, aren't
you?
But you haven't got one at your house.
No, sir. But one, I got a little electric clock. That's all I got.
And one of those with a weight on it, they keep company. Keep you company.
Yes, sir. If you want to wear it fast,
yeah.
So you can hear it. It don't tick so loud that it do make a noise every time.
Yes. I'd love to have one. I wouldn't know where to get it, Miss Daisy. I don't guess you can buy it at the store.
Oh, clock like that. Yeah. I don't think so. She didn't get that in a long time. She went to North Carolina and went somewhere a long time ago. Did her go and got that. Oh, it's hard. Big clock.
Yeah.
She got it sitting on the nail in the living room.
And it runs.
Yes, sir. It runs. Keep time.
Yeah.
And it strikes often. It strikes every 15 minutes. It strikes just one time.
Yeah.
Every 30 minutes, it strikes. I said just making a noise. Every hour, well, it strikes the number. If it's 12 o'clock, it strikes 12. If it's 8 o'clock, it strikes 8.
Yeah.
9 o'clock, strikes 9. I think it's a nice thing to have.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'd be in one room sometime where the clock's all over there. There's clocks in every room. And I won't be paying no attention while I hear the clock strike. Well, maybe that's worth time.
Now, Becca don't have any clocks like that.
I don't know what kind of clock Becca got.
I
don't
do.
Know what Becca got, an electric clock.
No, it's one of them little wine clocks that's up there on the mantelpiece.
Yeah.
And it's generally wrong. And Doris don't have one.
Well, Doris got a little hand clock, but it don't scratch.
Yeah.
She got a little clock like that. Clock like that.
She
it's not electric.
Uh-huh.
And then she had an electric clock.
Uh-huh.
But the most used, the one with, you see, James got a watch. And he makes like he's got to have the right time. One of the clock run, they set it by the water. Now, this morning, she ain't going to work yet.
Well, I wondered about that.
Well, you see, Sammy, when he worked at night, he had to use her car to go to work. But James been taking her to work, but somebody come this morning for him, just full time for him to take her. So off he went with them.
Oh.
And so she ain't got no way to go to work.
Oh.
And I think that's some way to treat your family. Go do what somebody else wants you to do. And your wife needing you to do things for her.
Oh.
I don't believe he can get by with that very long, that baby.
You have to get used to these clocks that go tick, tock.
Yeah.
They keep you awake.
I don't think you're going to see enough of them to get so used to them.
Mm-hmm.
You have to go somewhere to see it, to somebody's house. Well, you ain't going to be there that long. I don't see them. I ain't seen them like that nowhere but up there where I work.
Mm-hmm.
I guess if I wasn't working there, I wouldn't see it because I wouldn't be there that long.
So they just had watches, mainly, when you were... Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Well, it's a shame that people have to go off so far to work, ain't it?
That's true. Well, they have to do it.
Yeah.
Well, you got used to that.
Well, you don't have to do it. You're about the only one, Miss Daisy. Don't have to do it.
Don't have to wait.
Go way off.
Well, the most of them that go way off, they got away again today, was it?
Yeah.
They go way yonder further than me, but they can beat me to the job.
They can
get up transportation.
They can get there before you can get there.
They can get there before I
can. Doris, I thought Doris used to work around here in the neighborhood right smart.
Yes, she used to work for Miss Flora. And she worked over there to the bar.
Oh, did she?
For
well, what did she do? Just make more money in town?
I don't know. And I know anything. She done left there. So I don't know what was the trouble.
Oh, at the bar. I've been over there. That's nice over there.
Mm-hmm.
Nice place. Now, I don't know how. I guess it's a good place to work. James has been over there a long time. I don't know how much they pay and all that.
I don't don't know. Could be that it's you get paid more when you work in town. I don't know.
Well, that costs so much to get there, see? That whole car is.
Pay more, but it costs you more.
Oh, it costs money to keep them old cars going, Mr.
That's just true. That's true.
And then you have to get out in all kinds of weather.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty nice just to be able to walk to your work.
And so much nicer to be able to ride.
Yes, sir. You know, I just sometimes I just go for weeks, Miss Daisy. I don't see anybody in the whole community. I don't know anything that's going on. You know, I don't keep up with anybody. Why, they could go to California and I wouldn't know it.
You read the paper.
Yeah, a little bit.
You keep up like that.
Well, not too well. Not all the time. You know, it seems to me like if you knew a person like old Francis Presley.
Mm-hmm.
She knew all the time
what was going on around her.
Yeah.
Sure, she did. She what was going on around Francis. Francis knew.
And then when she could just stop by your backyard for half an hour,
mm-hmm.
and you'd know kind
of. I'd know some of it too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If you was all.
You know, that's the reason I'm telling. You know, I think it's nice to walk around. Some folks don't want to walk from here to that chair. But you know, I enjoy walking. I just enjoy looking through the woods, the bushes, looking at the birds and things like that. All right. Well, if there's somebody in the neighborhood that I'd like to speak to, I can stop and speak to them. Chat with them and come on home.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Miss Daisy, Miss Liza, she walked a whole lot and was out every day.
Uh-huh.
Now, did she pick up little things?
Liza Washington?
Yeah.
Well, I don't think so much as she did, she kept it to herself. Most Liza would talk about it was her family and how they acted and met and what he done and what she done in Mitt's lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
All that, well, she must have been pick up much.
Yeah.
Well, she, when she was here, she worked for Miss Anna. She worked a lot for Miss Anna. I guess her and Miss Anna could have a time up there talking.
Yeah.
Well, now she'd talk about that a lot. But other than that, you know, things she'd talk about, it was way back in Georgia years ago, and she would mention that sometimes. Talk about it. Me and her would have a good argument in Georgia where she stayed and they done this and where I stayed they done that. Well, you see, there's different things going on. Think she'd tell me about what they done in Blackshear. Well, I done different in Rochelle.
Yeah.
See, that's where she was. She was in Blackshear, Georgia. And I was in Rochelle, Georgia. I never knew nothing about her till I come here.
Yeah.
And a long time after, well, she was a cook. I think she cooked a lot. Well, she just cleaned house a lot. She was sometimes maid, sometimes a cook. But the way she tell it, the maid and the cooking all went together. The way I see it, the way she figured to me, she wasn't just a straight cook, and she wasn't just a maid. And I didn't know who was a cook. I knew it was a cook. I'd wash and clean house for you, or something like that, stay up to you. And then I'd cook beer. I'd have a beer for you. And we had too much fun out there in the field.
Well, now, let me see. What all the things would they do in Black Sea? The horses, Maureen. I say, what sort of things would they do in Blackshear that y'all wouldn't do?
I don't know what they done. They farmed. They did some farming out there. But I don't know what they did. I've never been there.
Well, like Miss Liza was saying, things they done there that y'all didn't do
it. Just about the same where you see Liza was in the house. And other folks was in the field on the farm. And she talk about what she did in the house and what folks done out on the farm. Well, now Liza, she ain't know nothing about the farm. But
no,
Liza didn't have sense enough to hold.
Well, you don't have anybody take Liza's place now, who sort of goes around.
Not
and
at all.
Tell you.
Not at all. I just don't know what's going to come of them down here.
Miss Daisy, what you got? Now, Doris gets around the right smart, don't she?
Yes, she gets right smart, but she get around with her crew. That's younger folk.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, when they get through until they meet and talk it over, it stays there. She don't have nothing to tell me.
Well, I figured y'all would talk all the time about that.
Oh, but
things.
We do not. We do not. I don't have nothing to tell her, and she don't have nothing to tell me very much. Now, she was up to the house this morning. A little while. I asked her, I said, well, you don't work today? She said, I ain't got no way to get to my work. I said, well, who sat down there so soon after Buddy this morning? She did tell me, but I don't know. I said, he gone off with them and ain't come back. And you here trying to get to work.
Yeah. Well, now, who,
she's different from me. If I had my transportation, I'd use it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't let nobody take it from me.
Well,
now, Samuel, he got his car setting up that side road. His bin's sitting there. I don't know what it needs or nothing. But I do know this. If she didn't let him have hers, he'd have his fixed. He used to keep it fixed up till he got around to Fred. He got up to her, he said, something wrong with his car. Mama, let me use your car. Well, that's what he was at all the time. So he's in it. She's let him take her stuff with him. Her. Now he's on his job and she's sitting here. But she ain't sitting there. She's washing and doing such one thing and the other. And oh, no, they can't depend on Buddy. Come on, Buddy.
Well, I declare.
But so he don't care.
So she just lets...
We depend. Well, it don't make no difference. She bought that car. But she gives Samuel the old car. If he would take care of it, he could have it. For a while, he kept it up good. And I've been sitting right there 2 weeks. She get to work the best she can, get home the same. But it don't make no difference to me. My children wouldn't use me like that.
Who's what crowd does Doris go around with? I wouldn't know who her
associates
would be.
And I don't know either. I see them come there sometimes in a car. They have a long chair belt. Sometimes they don't stay very long. Well, I'm to my house and they are there. So I don't know who it is. When I know anything, all of them gone.
Well, they all sing together.
Yes. Now, some of these, what she goes out with, they sing together, but some of them don't. Because some of them, they don't belong to our church. They belong to some Methodist, some Baptist, some in Gainesville, some after Aridandon, places like that.
Yeah. She just knows people all over then, doesn't she?
All over. Yes, sir.
And and you don't hear a bit about that?
No. See, I can't go with them. And I don't know.
Yeah.
And I just like that church until my Sunday. They went to Leesburg to church.
Oh.
A bunch of them.
Well, Miss Daisy, that's a way far away.
Yeah, well, that's what I say. Well, see, she go out there and she meet folks out there and we have a show. Finally, they'll come to see her. But this was a Methodist church, a new church. Daniel's son's church. His dad had started before he died. And so the boy, he finished it. And they marched in it Sunday. So Doris and Willie Taylor, and James Pye, and some more of our members went. A bunch of them got together.
That sounds like big doings, doesn't it? That's nice.
That's right.
They had a big occasion. Just brought in all the friends, didn't
That's
they?
Right.
Yeah. Now, if they'd had a picnic, that would have really done it.
Well, I think she said after the 11 o'clock, they marched in there at 11. Well, after the 11 o'clock, then I think they had dinner. Well, by the time they finished the dinner, well, then they dismissed till night. They didn't have no service till night. Well, night, Doris and that bunch was home.
Oh.
They teachers meeting they were on that. In the woods. Well, lots of them members, they went to Leesville to see Richard march in his new church.
Yeah.
So when they got through marching in Eden, they marched on back home so they could be into their own business.
Well, that was a nice little run, wasn't it?
Yes,
now you didn't go with them?
No. I didn't go.
Well, I thought you went.
No, I didn't go. Didn't nobody ask me to go. It was 2 foot of walk. And I'd rather be asked up than to be asked down. So I stayed home.
Miss Davis, what does Marty know? Does she keep up with anything?
Who?
Marty.
Who is Marty?
Marty.
Oh, I think she's probably nothing much but George. I think that's the more she talks, George. She don't understand nothing except Marty, but George. Sometimes she go to church, but not often. So when she go to church, that's all. She just go to church.
Well, what do you think, Miss Daly? What do you all talk about then? Just to talk about George when you're over there?
Hmm?
You all just talk about George when you go by to see her?
No, we talk about good morning or how you feeling. And I go by to see him,
yeah.
Cause I don't stop.
The best time you had, well, that was when you all lived over there together.
Oh, yonder to ourselves.
Oh, yeah.
That's the best time we had.
Yeah.
Well, you see, I don't bother. So now, well, since she moved over here, you know, somebody's so left to say. You're talking about something like that. So the most of time, most talk I have with Marcus now, I see her at church or something like that. Me and her talk.
Mm-hmm.
She spends a lot of time up the game field with her children.
Oh, does she?
Mm-hmm.
You know, the best person I ever talked to, you know, just to kind of keep in touch with the community was Miss Florence Van Arnum.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you see, everybody gets sick, they'd go over and see her.
Uh-huh.
And she could, you know, she'd talk right smart too, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I miss them. I do. I miss them. I miss
Where
them.
They done moved?
They done moved. Town. So, I don't pick up much anymore.
How many children they got?
Four, I think, haven't they? Four?
Four? I ain't seen her in a long
time. Now, I tell you, well, I used to find out a little bit from Miss Anna. You wouldn't think now, at her age, and she wasn't well, that she wouldn't know anything much. But you know, everybody came to see her. And she talked to more people than I ever talked to. And she knew a lot of things, you know, that was interesting.
Well, I come by, coming on home the other day. One day, last week I had been to the store and I happened to look over to Miss Johnson. She was out there in the yard with a yard rake.
Yeah.
Rick and Lee.
She's a lively member. Now they had a little party for Ms. Johnson not long ago, didn't they? Birthday party or something like that.
Yeah, I believe they did, yes, that one. It's, you know, you don't want to know any private affairs of anybody, but it's sort of nice to know what people are doing and what they're talking about, and it's just nice to think about Miss Liza walking up and down that road, speaking to everybody.
And hear that voice. Hey, thanks, I'm Miss Liza. I knew.
Uh-huh.
Sure, Miss Liza.
She could talk about something that happened long ago, or she could talk with you about something that
it's happened lately.
Happened lately. But she wasn't like Frances Pursley.
Oh, no. You know, fine men don't like Frances Pursley.
But I don't know anybody else with that voice.
Miss,
how's
old Napoleon? Is he behaving?
No, he can never behave, is he? Walking around there, hauling.
You don't have a place, a tub for him now?
Mm-mm. I don't have no place for him now.
So he don't come to see you?
He come over there sometime, but he don't stay long. He don't have mine. 2-3 days.
You know things change fast, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
And take old J.R. He don't show up anymore.
Mm-mm. And do we miss old J.R.?
Well, I wonder if he's gone off. I wonder if he'll be back.
Well, I reckon.
You don't even know where he's working now.
I seen him over the Buddies one last week, I believe. And I said to him, I said, J.R., I said, we don't see you no more. No. I said, where you got to? He said, I'm around. I said, who you working for? Fred. I'm working for Fred. I said, well, you left him one time, didn't you? But I'm back. So I guess he wasn't for Fred.
But he don't come up over to Miss Bessie?
No, he don't come over here.
Why not, do you see Miss, you don't see much of Isaiah, do you?
No. I don't see Miss Isaiah, but he's there. I seen Isaiah this morning. He went down to Buddy's or something.
Yeah.
Just before he went to work.
Yeah.
But you don't see much of Isaiah.
Yeah.
You don't hear much of Isaiah. Isaiah don't hear much to talk about.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought he'd have a lot to talk about.
He might when he gets with his crew. But around older folks, you don't know what to say.
And you don't know exactly who his crew is?
No, sir. I don't know nothing about his crew at all.
Yeah.
But I guess he wasn't so well. He not so well. He wasn't feeling good all day some. I don't think he never left the house for just a few minutes all day Sunday.
Uh-huh.
He stayed in the house, and I think in bed most of the time. You know, he had that, he ain't been well since he had that operation back here in the summertime.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh. But he thought he was well. So he just went also, I think, last week. He found out he wasn't. I don't just know what's bothering him. I don't ask him. But I know he's not feeling good.
Well, you know, he looks like a perfect health, don't he?
Mm-hmm. James do too.
Well, he feels good.
Some bond him all the time, Miss Mara. But
don't
he's
tell
taking
me.
Medicine all the time.
Don't tell me that. Of all things.
He takes medicine all the time. James takes something every day. Come on. And just to look at him, you wouldn't think he'd ever need nothing.
What's he take, Miss Evans?
I don't know if he goes drop though and just something.
He don't ask you?
And I tell him, I said, well, you're doing all right today. Yeah, I went and got me so-and-so, and I took me a dose last night, and I took me another dose this morning. Boom, pretty good. I said, well, help my soul.
I didn't know James took medicine.
Well, he do.
Can't tell by looking at a person whether they well or
no,
sick, I guess.
No, just like an oak tree. You look at the outside of it, and you think it is perfect.
See? I wish I had them pictures. I want Miss Daisy to see them. There's a boy out here Sunday with his camera, and he took a picture of those two little colts playing. And they're off the ground, front end off the ground, and they're biting each other. And it's just a beautiful little picture. He made a big one out of it. And then he took a picture of the house up close. It's the best picture I've seen. All the pictures I've seen of the house, you know, they're standing way out there. And you can see a lot of the house, but you don't see it very well. Well, this one, well, you can even see that where I need a board on the side of the porch. I want you to see them. I wish you'd come out here sometime and take all our pictures.
I would do,
you know,
too.
You and Miss Bessie and, you know, all of them down the street.
That's right.
And give it. And then if he'd take them, you see, we could have some made. And we have. And Granddaddy?
Where he lives?
He goes to school.
Oh.
Up there. He's pretty good. Pretty good. I didn't realize he was that good. Trouble is, if they're too good, they won't do it.
Yes, that would be nice to have a good picture, not just a little.
Yeah,
a good one. And take it just like you look. Everybody looks, see. I don't want to dress up and go out there and have a picture made. Just take a picture of them the way I am from. If you don't want it this way. Whatever old your boy say, he could come out here and fart. He could come out here and practice on us, couldn't he?
Sure.
And Miss Mary, have a, you know?
Sure.
All these people we know, we just have a picture. That'd be nice. Put it in the scrapbook, couldn't we?
That's right. Well, he's good at it.
Yes, I love to have those photographs. And nobody around here I know ever takes them. If they do, I don't see them. None of your children over there, grandchildren, take pictures.
I just went up to the house. I spent lots of time looking at pictures that they had made. And I don't know how many times they got that baby's picture.
Yeah.
And they got it. Her dad holding it sometimes. Her grandma sometimes. Her ma sometimes. And just on and on. Left it sometimes. The ma and the pa and the granddad and the grandma's all sitting together. On the bench. Well, some of them got the baby, but all of them looking at that baby do grow. They had it all to the house Sunday.
Well, now you've got pictures of all yours still coming up.
No, I've got little pictures of the children where they took at school.
Yeah.
See, they take them at the school sometimes. So, of course, the parents have to buy them. But when they get home with them, well, then I get one.
Oh, yeah.
Well, now you don't have a picture of your babies.
My babies?
Yeah.
Nope. I don't have no picture of my babies.
You can remember.
She wasn't making them then.
Why they was?
Wasn't where I was.
They.
She wasn't up Kansas or Beth where I was when I was having babies.
Well, they was up there in the drugstore. They sold them there in the drugstore.
Huh?
They sold them cameras right there in the drugstore. Don't you know you had them little box Kodaks?
Mm-hmm.
And they'd take a picture of anything.
Mm-hmm.
I used to sell them.
Yeah. I didn't think about it. I ain't got them.
By the time you was raising your family, I was selling them.
So you were selling them?
Yeah. In the drugstore. Yeah.
You didn't come by my house.
They didn't cost much, and they more than do now, not as much, of course.
Mm-hmm.
they didn't. I don't think people took as many pictures then as they do now.
I don't believe young people talk now like they did then either.
Mm-hmm.
You and your friends go fishing and talk.
That's right.
I bet you Doris and her crew go fishing, they wouldn't talk very much.
Mm-hmm. Right. They ain't got time to go fishing.
Oh.
You see, they work in the daytime. Well, night, most of somebody's having a party somewhere. Or having some kind of little thing, but it's a party just the same. Dance or something like that. Yeah, in the morning, they got to get ready to go to work when they come in. In the evening, they're getting ready to go out tonight. Think about no fishing.
They go to parties.
Oh, yeah.
And dances?
Yes, man.
Well, I thought they had that choir practice.
Well, they practice choir when they practice in choir. When they get through practicing choir, they practice whatever's to be practiced. You know, folks don't, though. You know, all of them church folks.
Yeah.
But they do just what they want till time to go to church. And then, when they go to church, they do what's to be doing that.
Yeah.
You know, the biggest thing, the officers of the church and the preacher, the most is in this inn is your money. You just bring your money. And you're a good member.
Yeah.
Regardless to your actions or what you do, you don't have to act like no Christian. You just bring
well
in
now,
my...
Miss Daisy, how did you ever get mixed up with people like that? It's just
well,
they come home they in the evening, they're getting ready to go out that night.
I don't get mixed up with them. You see, that's my own daughter.
Yes.
And, you know, she's 40-some years old. You see, she's a grown woman. She do what she want to do. She's no more in my care.
Yeah, but she don't knock around all the time. And I didn't know they went out, Miss Daisy.
She didn't know they went out?
No, I thought they stayed home at night.
They stay home some nights. But lots of nights they don't. Well, you see, they have some kind of clubs. They have different lodges, you see. Well, they meet at night.
Yeah.
Well, that's nice. Sometimes they got to go to club meeting at night. Sometimes they got to go to lodge meeting at night.
Yeah.
All right. Well, they get there. Well, they're liable to play in a dance. Well, all of the members supposed to go. Oh, pay you $5.
Oh. Gee whiz, that's costly, isn't it?
That's right. Well, you see, I don't belong to these things, and I don't attend them. But my daughter belongs to them. Oh, so she got to go.
And she attends them, or else she has to pay that $5.
Yes. Would that pay, render some excuse? And it's got to be a good one.
Yeah. Well, you don't.
I tell them I'm glad I come up free. Nobody buying me.
And they don't have no, they don't have to do that.
Well, they, according to the laws, they got in these things, they got it to do or else pay. And it's either from the 10 to me, and it is to pay $5.
Yeah.
Oh.
But James goes out to all that.
James don't go to nothing. Roger's place over there. Well, I think he went to the funeral Sunday. Some of his folks, you know. So, James don't hardly go to church.
He gotta keep that thing going.
James haul wood all day Sunday like he's doing the other day.
Oh, he does.
Hmm?
He haul wood all day Sunday?
He haul wood on Sunday like he's doing the other day.
Yeah.
You can't see him bring it.
No.
And he mostly go around the highway or go around this way.
Yeah. But he hauling wood all the time.
Yeah.
Well, he ought to have plenty of money, Miss Daisy.
He ought to have money, but he say he ain't got none.
What'd you do with it all?
Well, I wonder what do he do with it. He haul wood all the time. And he hauled folks here and there lots of times.
And he never got any money?
And he never got money. Yeah.
Did you ever borrow any from him?
Hmm?
Did you ever borrow any?
No, sir. I don't try. I don't ask him because I know he's going to say I ain't got nothing.
Yeah. Oh man. I'm going over there some night and just sit around and play checkers with them and see who's there, Miss Daisy.
Oh, what?
Over the bar.
Over to the bar.
Mm-hmm.
That's where you get it.
I'm going over with Isaiah. I'm going to catch him.
Yeah.
Whenever he leaves down there, I say, Isaiah, I'd love to catch a ride with you.
Uh-huh. He goes over there.
Yeah. Well, now that's the best clubhouse. I can see that. That's nice over there, Miss Daisy.
Over to the bar.
Oh, yes.
I ain't been over there, and I don't know when.
Well, I'll take you and stay over there with me.
We'll see.
No, thank you.
Did you ever play checker?
No. I don't know no game.
You didn't when you were coming up in Georgia?
When I was coming up, we used to play casino, and we used to play another game we used to play, strip naked or something like that. That was a long time. I quit, caught up with that, and I ain't tried to learn none of these new ones. They got all them children over there.
They play?
They play. And I see them playing something. I don't see a bit of sense in it. Sometimes they pile of old cars down there, get one off and throw it up there. Get another, throw it up there. I just sit there and look at them. I don't ask them no questions. Tell my business what they're doing, so I just let them go.
Well, casino's a good game.
Yes.
They still play that.
They do.
I think they do, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you play?
I know how to play casino. Want to get up a little game?
No, I wouldn't know which way to start at it now.
That's a good family game. We don't have a family, Miss Daisy. We can't play family games.
Now, we'll have to get Miss Daisy up here some night and play casino or yucca.
Yeah.
Have a game.
Yeah.
Well, that'd be fun.
It would be a lot of fun, but I don't know how to start at it, okay?
Well, I'd have to remember, too. I hadn't played in so long.
I just can't do remember. It's been so long since I thought about anything like that.
Well, we could have a jolly time, guys.
Yes, we could. All those family games, you know, you always have. Just marry. Always fun.
Somebody we know plays a family plays yucca.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad this old look at that, the wind's changing.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. It's changing right this minute. That old cold weather's coming down again, but I don't believe it's going to be so cold this time, is it?
Well, I just hope it won't.
It was too cold last time, see?
Yeah.
Yes,
it was too cold.
That's too much for us last time.
Mama, are you dressed? Well, what kind of apron you got on this morning?
Some old.
Well, that's pretty. That is pretty.
It's about wore out.
Yeah. Well, you got it to the point of stage where it's. You don't like them. I don't like them too stiff, do you?
No.
My clothes.
I don't like none of them too stiff.
Yeah.
But I got it to where it just ironed. You see, it's getting old. It can't stand much dark. So I just wash it and press it and put it on.
What would happen if you put much starch in it?
If I put much starch in it, Mr. Miles, and go to pull it up and kind of straighten out, it would come apart.
Oh, that's what happened?
Yeah. So I don't put no starch in them. When they get so old and thin, well, then I don't put no starch in them.
Oh, you got to have...
Just iron them good.
Just new clothes before you can...
New and almost new and put starch in them.
Yeah. You can starch it light.
Yes, you can starch it light.
Yeah.
Well, I don't use so much like that.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
Huh?
How you doing?
All right. Do you think you could get this apron on?
Sure, I can get it
on. Let's see, I don't know. It's this kind. Let's see if you put it over here. Think you could fit there? I don't know. Maybe you get it around you or not.
You got a plastic apron.
Plastic apron now. You can just
thank you.
Well, wait a minute now, honey.
Well,
let me
get up.
Well,
you will
go around you and fit you here.
I told you I'd get it on.
You did it on. Well, Miss Daisy. And if when you're washing, then you won't get your wet.
You see?
Thank you, ma'am.
Well, that's pretty as it can be.
Yeah.
Apron, well.
Now you got double apron on.
But it won't be double long.
You get it off, won't you?
That's right.
You go to washing?
Mm-hmm.
Well, well. Well, I'm glad you will, because I've got to wear, I just don't wear an apron.
You don't wear apron?
I just can't think to put them on.
Well, I'll forget it and go back and get it.
You do?
Yeah.
You just
if I ain't got on my apron, I ain't dressed.
Well, I've heard a lot of people, because my sister was that way.
Mm.
I had a sister that put one on every time. Oh, she'd put on a clean one and go out to see her neighbors afternoon.
That's
where she'd go.
You
but I never have been able.
You think an apron is easier to wash than a dress?
No, I don't think about it like that.
No.
I just think about her. I need it on.
Oh. You just need it on.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm just used to it on.
Yeah.
And if I ain't got it on, well, I'm just lost.
Mm-hmm.
Till I find it.
It's well, a lot of people have earrings. They're lost without wearing earrings.
Yes.
They say, just like you are, your apron.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because you get used to wearing them all the time.
And when you get used to it, well then, you get used to it. Now, his two pieces, I've got to have one.
Two pieces?
Two pieces. If I ain't, I ain't feet. That's that first piece and that last one.
Oh, the first piece and that last.
The first piece and that last.
Yes, ma'am. Sure.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Well, I'll tell you, Miss Daisy has more aprons than I
well,
anybody I know.
Expensive.
And what do you...